Parents held multiple rallies at Seattle Public Schools headquarters Tuesday to protest teacher cuts across the city. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, parents are upset because the district is pulling teachers from schools where enrollment fell below projections.
This was not your usual bake sale.
We've got some bum deal brownies, overcrowding Oreos, BS banana bread, forget the kids fig bars.
Mom Darcy Picard showed off the pastries parents had donated for the so-called half-baked sale on the sidewalk outside the Seattle school's central office. Half-baked is what parents call the district's plan to move an estimated 24 teachers out of schools this fall. District officials say they move teachers around every year once they figure out enrollment numbers, but it doesn't usually happen on this scale. Parents and teachers say it would not be a perennial issue if the district made better enrollment projections and built more wiggle room into school budgets. Casey Peplow says Concord International Elementary in South Park will be losing a first grade teacher, possibly in her son's class. Peplow says she's moved around a lot looking for work, and she wanted her son's school experience to be predictable.
So one of my concerns is that stability for him and having a teacher and a group of classmates and peers that he really feels comfortable with.
Peplow says if a teacher is cut at Concord, a first grade class will be combined with a kindergarten class. That would be complicated by the fact that kids at the international school take classes in both English and Spanish, and because the school has a high rate of low-income families and English language learners.
Parents are not, and teachers are not being included in the decision-making process. We are not being presented with the challenges and given an opportunity to come up with a solution. We're being told after the fact, or just barely before, here's what's going to happen to your school, to your kids, to our students, to your teachers.
School officials say some elementary schools will have as many as 32 students in a class after the cuts. District officials turned down KUOW's interview requests, but in a letter to families, they said 675 fewer students enrolled than expected. That means a loss of more than $4 million, which translates into smaller staffing budgets for schools. Officials say the teachers with contracts will still have jobs, including in schools where enrollment was higher than projected. The district says the cuts are still a work in progress, so it's not yet clear how many positions will be pulled or at which schools. But principals at many schools have been given until the end of the week to figure out which teachers will go and how their schools will handle the loss. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.